You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today, they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
Well, this week, it's Ryan Brecklin from Good Bottle Auctions. He's an expert appraiser, and he's looking at items that you have submitted on our website. All right, Ryan, what do we have today?
Diane sent in a beautiful pottery bowl with pine cones on the outside of it. So it's pottery in the form of pine cones and pine branches.
Okay. All right.
This is made by the Roseville Pottery Company. A lot of people have heard of that before. And they were founded in 1890. They made colorful floral botanical designs. And they really kicked things off about 1918 with the pieces that are most recognizable to people today. They had these great Art Deco colors, these smooth greens, these seafoam type colors, iridescent browns. And they did something smart. They would make different forms for each pattern and each color type. So people said, okay, I'm only going to collect brown pine cone, or I'm only going to collect green pine cone.
Right.
And they were hugely successful. Pottery in Ohio ran until the 1950s and made things that lots and lots of Americans bought.
But that means that there was a lot of them out there.
There were a lot made. They're a little fragile, so they get damaged pretty easily. It's rare that I pick up a piece of Roseville that doesn't have a crack on the handle or a chip on the rim. And it's a really great entry-level collectible. It's the kind of thing that you can have fun hunting. It's the kind of thing that you're likely to find. It's on eBay every day, and they're not that expensive. You could probably find this pottery bowl in the $60 to $120 range.
Okay.
Okay.
You can make a few bucks if you score one at a tag sale. It's a great thing for people who like pottery and like Americana to start with.
You know, we were talking earlier, Ryan, this week about vases. We got a lot of vases. And the one that you highlighted earlier on Tuesday was this Tiffany vase that was worth $2,000. But you have another one here.
This is a Chinese vase. It's sent in by Lorraine. And when I first saw the exterior of the vase, it's brown and it has gold leaf decoration over the outside of it. It's called a baluster form. So think of like it has hips in the middle and kind of looks like a rung on a staircase or something like that.
Yeah.
I said, oh, well, that doesn't, you know, I don't think that's quite right. And there was also a picture of the bottom. And the bottom of this vase has what's called underglazed blue character markings and a double blue ring. And as soon as you see that, you have to stop and go, okay, what is it? I was across the building from my Chinese character book that I use for reference. And I said, let me throw it in ChatGPT and see if this works.
Yeah.
AI nailed it, came back and said, okay, this is a Kangxi Qing Dynasty mark from 1662 to 1722.
I mean, oh, wow.
So you're saying that you think that it's authentic, it's valid.
It's definitely a Chinese vase. Now, there's a concept that a lot of Americans and Westerners have a tough time with is that in China, if you could make it as good as the original maker, you were equal as a craftsman. So it was okay to create something as a copy from 200 years ago and then put the same mark on it. But then how would you know which one was the original and which one was a copy?
I mean, they're still doing that today over there.
Yes.
Right.
The concept of fake does not really exist there. It's just a copy and you made it as good as the original, so you get to be the same. We look at it as an intent to deceive when in fact they're actually just trying to mimic, if that makes any sense. It's almost like homage.
Right.
So they don't think it's bad like we think it's bad.
They don't think it's bad at all. Now, they also know that, our market, the U.S. market, had a desire for these things, even in the 1800s. So this is mimicking a vase from the 16 or 1700s, and it's made in the 1800s. We call that a spurious mark. Even though in China, when that vase was made in the 1800s, it was made in the same kilns, sometimes by the same families. The kaolin, or the clay that they used for it, was harvested from the same quarry.
Yeah.
They used the same painting techniques for 300, 400, 500 years.
I mean, I got to think that if it's still 200 years old, that still makes it quite valuable.
Yeah, no. The original vase of this from the Kangxi period probably would be somewhere between $8,000 and $12,000. But you'd have to prove that with an expert and understand all the clues you're looking for.
Sure.
This one being a 19th century copy, if you'd just like to own something like it, about $350.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I thought honestly that it would end a lot differently, that story.
Shows what a difference.
Yeah.
We're going to have more with Ryan coming up next.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today, they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
Ryan Breckland is our expert appraiser from Good Bottle Auctions. He's been joining us all this week to appraise all the items that you had sent in over the last few weeks. Ryan, what are we talking about now?
Sandra sends in an image of a coffee grinder.
Coffee grinder? That's something we've never seen before.
Yeah, coffee grinders used to sit on the counters in general stores. Or maybe you had a big kitchen and you bought bulk coffee beans. So think like dining halls and institutions and hotels and things like that. This one's really interesting because it's made by a company called Enterprise. And Enterprise made a lot of cast iron American coffee grinders in the 19th century right up into the early 20th century.
Okay. So it's American, though.
Yes. All and right. These, the typical one that you see has a hopper on the top where you pour the beans in and a couple of great big flywheels, and you would hand crank these flywheels and get the thing moving and pour your coffee through and grab your ground coffee out of the bottom. They made little home ones that nailed onto the wall in your kitchen, had a glass jar, and you could turn the crank. I've seen those in a lot of houses. But again, this one is different, right? It has black paint. It has a golden eagle on it. And although some of the parts on this one resemble other Enterprise coffee grinders, this has something that I haven't seen on one that, and I couldn't even find another example of it. It's belt driven.
Okay.
Instead
of like
a,
that automation, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
The Jetsons
got a big flywheel for attaching to a belt driven motor so that it could just churn out coffee beans without someone having to crank that wheel.
It's factory time here, Anna. It'd be a great centerpiece for your new coffee shop.
And when something is rare, when someone is a coffee grinder collector or an Americana collector and no one's seen this and you can't find another one of these, the price goes up dramatically. In fact, I only found one other example of a belt-driven Enterprise coffee maker that had sold at auction ever.
Okay, wait a minute. I mean, now you got my curiosity peaked like crazy.
That one sold about 6 years ago for $2,000.
Okay.
So this random coffee grinder has got to be worth a couple $1,000.
To a really knowledgeable collector, it could be more than $2,000 because I couldn't find this exact configuration anywhere else.
Wow.
It could be wholly unique. That's amazing. And then on the other hand, you get somebody else that's just like, oh, you know, I'm just more of a K-cup guy and they've got no interest in it whatsoever.
Well, it's always about finding the right buyer, the person that it means something to. That's the person that's going to buy it.
That's what the auction industry does really well. An auctioneer who's doing their job really well puts your items in front of the best possible audience.
You had mentioned that it had a golden eagle. And what I've learned from listening to you all these years is that usually if there's a golden eagle involved, it's worth money. True or false?
Yes. Yeah. The eagle is one of those universal signs of good stuff. When we would do estates and we'd roll up on the house and you see one of those cast aluminum black eagles hanging over the garage,
yeah,
we would always go cha-ching. It's like one of those things where if they have that hanging on the house, we're going to find good stuff in here.
They know something.
That's wild.
It's like a marker for treasure, huh?
I'm going to buy one and just stick it on my house so people think that.
You should buy a few. Stick them all over the
everywhere.
Place. People will think you got real value.
I'm going to put one over the on-air button, like where you walk into the studio.
The truth
that's
is
great.
That those black eagles actually came around during the American Bicentennial. So 1976, when we're celebrating the 200 years of this country, those things were everywhere.
Huh.
They made tons of them. Everybody hung them on their house. It was a very common symbol in 1976.
Huh. I wonder if there'll be anything next year, right?
That's right.
I am. Up. We'll find out.
$250.
I'm going to buy one now so I can get a discount before they skyrocket in price.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.